that rocks.
All righty, good morning. It's 7:35, Brock Hunter.
Hi, Kevin Hurdy.
Great morning. I saw trees. What?
Oh, boy.
All right, we got to get going here. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, in your opinion, what's something that's not as cool as everybody says? All right?
Not as cool. And everybody says is. I got three answers, man. You want
three
me to throw
them
down?
Good Lord.
I got three of them. I got a pocket full of answers here. I'm going to start with speedboats on choppy water. Not cool, man. Ha! 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 Oh, this is not fun at all. Why do I? Dude, it sucks. Just got to go full throttle all the time. Wham! Wham! Wham!
Balls. You know, the older I've gotten, the more that's lost appeal to me. Like, just whipping down the water. Like,
take me to the shore.
Yeah.
Take me to the shore. I'll watch you from afar. I got some binoculars I'll watch you from.
My fillings are falling out, for God's sake. Yeah. It's ridiculous. All right. Okay.
Isn't this fun? My neck. Number two, shower sex. Not cool. Not cool. Seems cool.
I'm glad somebody is brave enough to say it. Well, you know why? Because all the adult films and movies make it seem all sexual and erotic.
Yeah.
Look, ladies, even to my wife, I appreciate the effort. I'm in there scrubbing up, and you come in like, oh, can I shower with you? And usually, you know, my first thought is, damn it. All right, no. Well, my shower's ruined now. Because look, water is not
zero lubrication.
Zero. Water is not a natural lubricant. I know it's wet. But guess what? It's not a natural lubricant. Two, unless you're under the warm water, you're freezing your ass off, okay? Three, the shower is already a death trap, all right? You're one slip away from needing your life alert, okay? Just save it for outside of the shower. Tell you what, open up the curtain, show me your boobies, and then close the curtain. All right, perfect. I know I'm geared up, ready to go. I'm going to get myself cleaned up. We'll have a great time out of the shower. But enough with the awkward, uncomfortable shower sex. Done.
Should we go do it in the shower? Yeah, let me go grab some lube and my life alert.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's you know what? They need to make porn more realistic with the shower sex, all right? Yeah. Have just show the guy standing in the corner shivering. Just, are we going to do this or what? It's cold in here. Yeah.
All right. It starts in the shower, and the guy, this sucks. Let's go into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Usually, hey, same goes for the hot tub, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's just terrible. That's just terrible. Do you want a yeast infection? That's how you get a yeast infection.
That's how you get it. All right, you ready for number three?
Go for it.
Karaoke bars. Seems cool. Dude, it's so loud. Nobody can sing. Everybody thinks they can. I know we've bitched about this so many times, but
No. You've bitched about it. I love karaoke.
It's the same three people every time. It's just screaming to the microphone, and the DJ, for some reason, turns the microphone to the max.
I love
Can't even talk to the person next to me.
Look, I'm going to disagree with you on the whole concept of karaoke bars, because when a karaoke bar is popping, it's great. But you're right. Most people don't have their karaoke setup dialed in. You're right.
Drunk chick.
Yeah, yeah. You get the group of drunk people, and there's not enough microphones. Exactly. No one knows the effing lyrics to the song they picked. All right, most of them do. It's usually the one person that thinks they're a great singer that wants to get everyone up out there because they don't want to embarrass themselves. Because really, deep down, they know they're not that great of a singer. But yeah.
Jeez, I gotta have a certain type of buzz to hang out there for a while, man. Yeah.
And it's always just so loud. Can we do like whisper karaoke? Like, wow.
Heard a silent karaoke, you know?
Dead or alive. It's a reasonable volume. This is great. I can enjoy my conversation. It's not some guy in the back going, what in? Dead or alive. 3-minute guitar solo where they don't sing. They're just up there, like just rocking. It's like, what are you doing? Cut it off. Just cut it off.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Sweet Caroline.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Very nice.
It's comfortable.
You know what? You and I are going to start whisper karaoke, and it's going to be a huge
It's going to take off, man.
Huge hit. Huge hit. Well, but I don't have anything to add to this. Yours were fantastic. I'm right on board. I'm right on board. Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your topic for today, in your opinion, what's something that's not as cool as everybody says it is?
Sweet Carol.
Jesus, what are you doing? I'm sure our front desk lady, Kathy, just had a heart attack there. Yelling there.
What are they doing?
We're going to be back. Stick around. Well, good morning.
Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to we just now. Missed about karaoke.
That's
now
it. There we
karaoke.
Go. But you know what?
Sweet.
It's my show. I'll karaoke if I want to. It's the same thing. Go back to your karaoke thing, too. There's nothing worse than being at a karaoke bar, and the queue is full. You got all these people ready to sing. But, the karaoke host is like, it's my time to shine. And he hops in every fifth song, and it's like, dude, we didn't come here to listen to you. You're here to work, man.
You're here to cater, man.
Look, I'm here just want to make sure everyone knows how good your karaoke DJ is at singing karaoke. All right?
Get back there, press the buttons, and
this is my bet. Now, I'm not saying when it's slow to start while you're getting people in, sing a couple songs. Get people, but when there is a full line and the DJ's like, nope, here I go. Time for me to shine. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good point. I love it.
It's Brock and Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Your topic for today, what, in your opinion, what's something that's not as cool as everybody says? We got some great answers on Facebook, or maybe some controversial answers, if you will. Alicia said beards.
Beards.
Interesting answer. Hunter, you'll like that one because you can't grow
a beard. I love that one. You know, I love my tiny little thin boy band beard. You know what? Why don't you shut the hell up?
By the way, real quick. Oh, my God.
What?
Our wonderful sales lady, Kim, her and I were cracking up because she was talking about her oldest boy who has a mustache now. And I believe he's, 14? 15? Yeah. Anyway, she's like, yeah.
Must be nice.
She said he's got a thicker mustache than Hunter, and I died.
Shut up.
I died.
You know what? His wispy lip. I don't care. It's a good-looking lip.
Oh, man. You got that kung fu mustache. What you got?
Kung fu mustache. Blows in the wind. That master mustache, man.
It's like kung fu. It's like six blonde hairs blowing in the wind.
Off my lip. It doesn't connect in the middle at all. It just kind of on the outside.
I always thought about that when I look at like those old kung fu movies. Like, why would you even have that facial hair? Like, and you could literally
just
pluck
shave
them.
It off,
just
man.
Pluck them. Anyway,
it's barely on there.
Back to her answer, beards. That's very interesting because what would you say? Maybe the last decade, possibly. Mm-hmm. Beards have been the style, man. God, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is growing a beard, and then they got it all manicured and big, and they're doing the wax and whatnot.
I don't know. It's either that or dudes are just lazy, and they made it a fashion.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Not
that's
grooming myself is the new fashion.
It's
great.
The new fashion. Yeah, it's that new lumber sexual thing. That's the look. That's the look. So it's guys who have literally never chopped a piece of wood in their life, but they wear flannels and skinny jeans. With overpriced work boots, and then they have a beard. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm outdoorsy.
You have a bunch of pubes hanging off your face. That's what it is. You guys know that, right?
If you spend more time putting oil in your beard, you shouldn't have a beard, all right? You got to oil it up. I got to comb it. Let's see. In your opinion, what's something that's not as cool as everybody says? Bobby had an interesting one, controversial, drinking hard seltzers.
Drinking hard seltzers?
So the hard seltzers.
The new seltzers that are out?
I'm going to have to disagree, Bobby. And I know, and again, this is everyone's opinion. Is everyone's opinion. See, I love the hard seltzers, but he says that is cool.
So when they first came out, I was right with you, man. I was right with you. And you know what pissed me off is because somebody, I was at a party one time, and they're like, hey, throw me a beer from that cooler over there. And I opened up the cooler, and it was full of seltzers. And I'm like, no beers in here, man. He's like, yeah, they're full of them. I'm like, these are seltzers. He's like, yeah, a beer. I'm like, no, 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 no. Seltzers are seltzers, beers are beers. Don't get them confused. But it's not that I don't like the seltzers. They're fantastic in the summer. And you know what's nice about a seltzer is you can put it on ice.
Well,
it stays cold.
Here's the turning point. Here's the turning point for me. Is they're no longer like the Zimas and Smirnoff Ices of back in the day. Like, there's actually really good stuff. I don't know whose idea it was to make Zimas or Smirnoff Ices. But
sugar bombs.
Just what are you doing, okay? So that's what I'm going to say. That's why I've actually enjoyed the new hard seltzers, because they've actually put some time and effort on it. They weren't appealing to, you know, 16-year-old girls that were stealing alcohol from their parents. That's the big thing. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Maybe try them again, man. Try them again. Yeah.
Bobby, take it from us. Two guys who drink way too much, okay? We promise you.
Dead nuts summer. Right. It's got to be hot.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Let's see. What else do we got here? Sandra had a good one. Something, in your opinion, that's not as cool as everyone says. Jumping out of a plane or bungee jumping. Seriously, do you have a death wish? Bungee jumping, I agree. I don't look at someone who bungee jumps and goes, that was cool. I go, you're an idiot. That's what I say.
you made it. That's what I say. You're an Congratulations.
Idiot. No, I'm just going to strap these big rubber bands on there. I'm going to jump off this perfectly good bridge. Screw it. Yeah.
I'm not against it, but I don't have a desire to do it.
Yeah, no. That's true. I guess if you want to go do it to each their own, but for me, it's not something I'm going to add to my resume.
Is it bad of me and people are going to scream at me if I say I can kind of imagine it of how it is?
I don't think you can. I want to push you off a bridge with a bunch of stuff.
See, I knew that would piss people off. You have no idea what it's like to jump out of a plane.
This is nothing like I thought it would be. Yeah, I don't think so. I'd be up there with a big old just.
You've jumped out of a plane, haven't you?
I skydived.
Skydived.
I did. I did skydiving, and it was amazing. It really was. But that's different. I don't know why I think it's so much different than bungee jumping. I do not trust bungee jumping one bit. Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
It's too bad that parachute opened.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. You happy about that one? You happy with it? You real bastard. I'm gonna go skydiving. I'm gonna aim right for you, and I'm not gonna pull the cord. I'm gonna smash you. You like that?
Anyway. You'd miss.
My pants are gonna be. I don't know why.
Yeah, you moron.
Ridiculous. All right, let's take a break. We're gonna be back with more of the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. It's so stupid. Rock 1.